From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of February 21st, 2022. This revised episode from February 2018 is part of a series this year of winter-related episodes.
Mama, oh mama, it was out by the water's edge.
This week, that excerpt of Water's Edge from the Harrisonburg and Rockingham County, Virginia-based band The Steel Wheels sets the stage for going to a water body's edge to explore freezing water. Have a listen for about 15 seconds to the following mystery sounds and see if you can guess what cold water experience was taking place. And here's a hint. The speaker and the water were both running.
Come on, man. Ah, ah, ah.
If you guessed wading into an icy river, you're right. You heard me at the edge of the New River in Giles County, Virginia on January 1st, 2018, wading very quickly into the partially iced over river. After nighttime temperatures in the teens or lower for several days, about half of the river's surface in some locations on that New Year's morning was covered in ice. Rivers throughout Virginia will freeze during notably cold winter spells, but it's not a routine occurrence. River freeze-ups are really noteworthy in the tidal sections of the James, Rappahannock, and other Commonwealth rivers in the Chesapeake Bay watershed. In those sections, the water is somewhat salty, called brackish, so it has a lower freezing point. When rivers do freeze, ice typically forms first at the river edges, where in slow currents, surface water can lose heat to colder air while not being mixed with warmer water. This border ice can also form in slower currents around rocks and other obstacles well away from shore. In stronger currents that keep the water mixed, if the whole water column drops just below the freezing point, ice can form around tiny particles. This type of ice is called frazzle. Sometimes frazzle gets transported to the river bottom and attaches there, forming what's known as anchor ice. If the water keeps losing heat to colder air, these and other kinds of ice can accumulate horizontally and vertically, eventually covering the river and perhaps filling much of its depth. Ice may also be carried along by the current, particularly after warming temperatures break up a solid ice cover. If these ice flows get blocked by natural or human-made structures, ice jams can occur. Ice jams can block a river's flow, leading possibly to upstream flooding. And when an ice jam eventually breaks, it can suddenly release large amounts of water and ice, causing possible hazards downstream. Thanks to Blacksburg Friends for recording the New Year's Day New River Wade-In. Thanks also to the Steel Wheels for permission to use this week's music. And we close with about 15 more seconds of Water's Edge. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.